Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
Probably for once, I enjoyed the music before this one.
I've always loved
it. Go ahead, you have to repeat yourself.
I love the music that Cowdy played this morning. Oliver de Kock.
I see what
is he not the one sang Bunny Identity?
No, the.
Oh, Mama, he was Oliver de Kock now.
I see what you're trying to do.
You're trying to Bunny show, Bunny Identity.
I'm trying to show your inclusivity.
Yes, it was Oliver de Kock. Check.
Oh, that's it now, the.
I or the. Check if it's not or the. Or the. Or the.
I see what he did. Why did he just backfire now? You're trying to show that. We love the Igbos. Brian, he just backfired. So speak another song.
No, but it's that's Oliver de Kock now. Yes, it is. Yes, anybody want to Google it? That's Oliver de Kock. I can bet. Anyway, today is the last day of the fast, isn't it? Are we sure about that?
Yes, we're sure. A month can be more than 30 days in Islamic.
Exactly. So that means today shouldn't have been a public holiday.
Well, you cannot.
Can't a month be 31 days?
No, it cannot be 31
days. There's a month we get 31 days.
Cannot be 13. No. Luna, 29 or 30.
So Luna, every month of the year.
It's 29 or 30. Can never be more than 29 or 30. Can never.
The calendar Christians is...
September 31st is a Monday. You don't go work.
Tomorrow I'm not coming to work now. Make a cuckoo talk now.
I'm weak.
I need to replenish my energy tomorrow. I need to replenish.
Okay, alright.
I need to replenish.
Okay. After 30 days.
I need to fasten
after. No, we're still going for Eid now. We'll go and pray Eid tomorrow.
We're saying the same thing though.
Listen, I don't go to church on Christmas.
30 days of self-denial.
I'm coming to work on Thursday now.
No, you must come to work tomorrow.
Today is not a public holiday.
I was at work 25th. Yeah. I was at work 26th.
I was at
New Year's Day.
I was at work Easter.
I was at work New Year's Day. Where was I at New Year's Day?
Easter. I'm not talking New Year's Day.
Why are you staying at me? The person that should stay is not on this, it's on the other side. Stay at the other direction.
No, but in fairness, Kaude, you have to accept the fact that February needs to replenish.
I understand.
We understand. You know, you see now.
Exercise profit a little. You understand? Tomorrow is the day.
70 now for 30 days.
I leave that thing. Family, a high job. Family, a high job.
No. I believe Femi. I believe
Femi. Yeah, you see, I never lose weight.
Heavy in the morning.
That's when they fast 30 days. No lose weight.
I actually have lost weight. I have actually. I went to weigh myself last week.
What were you weighing before the start of the fast?
I was weighing 85.
Now it's 84.
I'm weighing 83 now.
So in 30 days, only 2 kg.
2 kg.
Yes.
You see, I'm in shop.
Am I supposed to starve myself and lose?
Just 2 kg, man.
Make
your cheeks were tight.
Well, the mission is afterwards, I'll go back to my normal routine.
Let the angels see you and let us see that. That's starvation.
No, but that's starvation now. Fast is not starvation.
Losing 5 kg, 2 kg.
2 kg. That's not true.
If you don't eat. Okay. If you don't have proper meal for a week, you lose 2 kg.
Exactly. Even Femi, if
I know people who fasted, they lost more than 2 kg.
I'm not hungry. I'm not starving. I have food in my house. Let me say it now so you know.
So maybe what you do is when you break your fast, you break it. You eat from 7 till midnight. Oh, funny enough,
Identity
midnight.
Is actually Oliver de Kock.
Okay.
I don't know about you. No, right? But the government is. The economy is working for me. I don't know about you.
The naira is appreciating.
Shebi, the last time I spoke about it, somebody sent message was complaining.
Shebi, spoke about what?
The naira is appreciating.
It's 1,100 and something now. Yeah. But
1,117. Yeah. I'm saying 1,102 or so.
See, all of them want to say, Shebi, I told you.
Yes.
That's what people want to say. So when things are working, we just keep quiet. But when something goes wrong somewhere, you see everybody up in arms, you know?
And you know, one thing I was talking about is what Onyema said. He said he's done his bit to really Allen Onyema, Epis. He said that, you know, when tickets were being sold for 17 million, he could have sold it for 10 million, but he decided to sell it for 4 million because he knows the economy needs this. It says all those who have inflated their prices, you also check it and bring it down.
You know, funny thing, when tickets were going for 5 million for economy class, you know, people would buy those tickets with joy. Ah, man, you know, I bought a ticket for 5 million. But now, to go wherever it is that they're going. But now that it's less than 900,000 naira, you know, people, it's more like, so all of us now could enter the same plane. It's all of us sent with the travel.
You know, but Charles, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine over the weekend, and something you broached on this show came up. You mentioned about this aviation that some Nigerians were actually colluding with expatriates to jack up prices. Mm-hmm. I'm told that Air Peace has had myriad issues
from day one.
Taking them to
Gatwick. Preventing
from
them.
Issues about ground crew. Yes. And then people in Niger, people trying to frustrate them.
Yeah.
Their own Obodo Niger person. Do you understand? And it's really terrible. It's tragic.
So many Nigerian airlines have fifth columns, are trying to run the same routes. Yeah. You know, and they're frustrated out of it.
He sold it actually.
Adelusi or something.
Yeah, he sold it. He's cashed out. He bought a company used to work with bots him over. He's a member of the bot though, but he's left it off. The man is aging now.
That's just one thing that is working. All of a sudden, since the announcement of the new tariff, the light situation in my place is now very good. My freezer, like, is blocked. Is we're paying, yes, but as long as I can see the light, let me see what I'm paying for.
It's better than buying. Better than buying.
4 days.
I don't know.
Really? No lights. It's no siren. Not nothing.
Change your location.
No, it's not change your. Buy card or your meter.
I didn't see that coming. The entire area. He wasn't specific.
Buy money, put our money.
The entire area, not just my.
I don't know why you have done this. No, now you go buy today. No,
just pay the salary. You buy.
Buy last time, you know, you found out.
Kayode,
go and buy.
Let's speak to Eco Electricity. I've asked them to give us their their shadow. I'm under Eco, I'm over area. It's under
what band are you under?
I'm bandless.
you know
what is so shocking? Over the weekend, we're discussing this band issue, you know, telling my wife what it really means. Then my boy heard me and I said, Daddy, it means we must be on band F. I said, why? I said, we only have 30 minutes of light. I'm like, a 10-year-old is saying, cool. When I don't get shame.
We get good light now.
We don't.
Good. Like, I sleep with light now, wake up with light.
Really? I'm serious. Since Friday, it's been off the entire area. Some parts of
Amu. What area is this?
Festac. Those dead. No light at all.
And I said, Amu is everything. But Amu is just like Matsuto.
Yeah. Some parts of Amu, after the bridge, Festac, all the entire area is dead. No light.
Move. Can they move?
My salary hasn't been increased like yours. I'll come to the other side of the mainland, Aja. You know.
you've heard another voice in the studio. That's of Shola Lawson. He's a friend of the house, and there's a project he wants to talk about today that he's going to bring up. Today, I don't know, depending on what the guys say. It's a special day, is it not? The end of the Ramadan fast. Femi, how do you feel this morning?
I have nothing to say to you. I'm still fasting.
You're still fasting.
I have nothing to say to you.
But do you feel a sense of achievement?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. I think that one of the things I've also noticed, how they spoke about weight loss, I've also realized I don't antagonize anybody anymore.
No,
I stay away from.
So that means you are deliberately antagonistic.
No,
there are two ways of looking
I'm
at
saying
it.
That.
No, that means you choose to. Go to that means you chosen to aggravate me over the years. Then, but during Ramadan, we may
get back into it today. As I was praying that today, the fasting finished yesterday because the Arsenal Bayern game. We'll talk about.
Arsenal is going to beat the hell out of Bayern.
Okay, I agree with
you.
Sure, Harry Kane will flop in this game.
See what you did. I like that. So any which way you win, if Aston win, Harry Kane flopped. If Harry Kane score, Aston flop. Nah, it's not Harry. Harry Kane has scored 32 Bundesliga goals. He's done what he was brought to do. The fact that his team can't defend or do any other thing, it's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
He don't kill himself now.
So I say, as
Nigo well, keep, Nigo defend. Nigo
if Arsenal qualify, I give you one.
One what?
One what?
One match, one point.
I give you one.
Give me one what?
One anything you want.
Anything I want.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. I go collect her. And it's one, not you hope.
One anything you want, I give you. Personal qualify.
All right.
Guy.
Okay.
This is on record.
Yeah, so it's on record.
Yes.
Anything I want.
Let's,
I said one anything. That's how confident I am.
Okay, let's
that
exchange,
Arsenal
okay,
cannot
let's
get
exchange
through.
Cars. Let's exchange cars.
Let's exchange cars.
I said one anything.
It's also a chance, Charles.
Even if now one wife, I give you. I give you one wife.
I will not say anything now. Because if I talk like this, so you have the eye and sister. I don't talk.
This is a special day for me. I'm a Gunners fan, and people who are not Arsenal fans are banding over what to give each other if Arsenal wins or if Arsenal loses. Charles, you're a Chelsea fan.
Is it what?
Can't you see how I'm dressed this morning?
He's wearing a Chelsea jersey.
Can't you see? I mean, guys, do Instagram. Do Instagram and then see me. Like,
you've got Man U written all over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your that's hair, why I wear black.
Man U. And I'm sitting here. You guys are, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. It's good. Good.
Mm.
It's good to hear.
No, but I always thought you were Liverpool.
No, I'm not.
Mm, okay,
I wasn't that unlucky.
Liverpool, but not too badly. Not too badly. All right. Mr. Motoshaw, one day left. Ah, can you imagine? We've had 30 days of peaceful calls from Mr. Motoshaw. By tomorrow, I can imagine him practicing on the phone now for the way we'll unleash tomorrow.
But Femi, you know, in Christianity, you can declare a fast even outside of the Lenten period. Can
yes.
you do that in Islam?
Oh, yes, there's voluntary fast after Ramadan.
So can you continue?
Oh, yes.
So we can actually tell Mr. Motoshaw to continue?
Yes, after Eid.
At least 10 days.
No, it's 6. I think it's 6 days.
26 days. After so can we apply that Mr. Boto can be at 6 days?
You can appeal to him to go through this one.
Another 6 days.
Yeah. Fast for Nigeria. Ngwan, can I go on his biko?
Otutoma. That's all good right. Morning in Igbo, actually.
Okay. So let's start off this morning with football stories from the Nigerian scene. Nigeria will tackle South Africa in a cracker of a match in Pretoria tonight with the mindset of sustaining a record of never having lost to South Africa in that country in senior women's football. Nigeria needs a win or draw to secure the Paris 2024 Olympic ticket after missing out on the last three editions. Falcons won the first leg of the fixture by a lone goal on Friday at the Moshood Abiola National Stadium, Abuja. The winner of the tie automatically books a spot at the Olympics.
Shooting Stars of Ibadan recorded the biggest result of match day 29 of the Nigeria Premier Football League with a valuable away win over Canopilas at the Sani Abacha Stadium. Rabiu Ali netted the opening goal for the host early in the game and ensured the narrow lead going into halftime. Taye Motala netted a leveler in the 48th minute. Christian Piyagbara continued his impressive form as he netted the winning goal late in the game and secured the maximum for the away side.
Finidi George of Eyimba has berated the referees that officiated the game between his side and Lobi Stars in a match day 29 MPFL encounter. Now, the Eyimba gaffer expressed displeasure with the officiating, saying that the referee ought to have awarded his team a penalty in the first half. In his words, "We should be better than this in terms of officiating. We have to be better than this. When you have a penalty and you don't give it, what do you expect? Is it a must that the home team must win?"
Nigeria's under 15 boys, nicknamed Future Eagles, that planned to fly into Spain on Tuesday afternoon, which is today, for the UEFA under 16 development tournament, have been denied visa by the Spanish embassy. According to the NFF, its X handle, both players and officials were denied visa and will no longer participate in the tournament.
The Adova Handball Premier League 2024 Phase 1 will now hold in May in Benin City, Edo State. The top-tier handball league, which is the biggest handball event in Nigeria, was to begin on the 28th of April through to the 11th of May 2024, but has now been shifted by 2 weeks by the Handball Federation of Nigeria to effective preparation. I will now hold from the 12th of May to the 25th, 2024.
And Rugby Union's First Club World Cup is set to be staged in June 2028 after the major men's leagues in both hemispheres agreed key principles on the project. The Guardian can reveal the plans also mean the Champions Cup will have no winners that year, as the global tournament will replace its knockout stages. 18 from Champions Club will qualify for the new global event, 6 from Super Rugby, and 2 more probably from Japan's Rugby League One, most likely competing in a knockout format across 4 weekends in June. Qualifications will be meritocratic, with no allowances to ensure representation from each of the participating countries. The 2028 competition will be held in Northern Hemisphere, and subsequent editions will be played at the same time every 4 years.
Pep Guardiola wants Manchester City to hurt and punish Real Madrid in Tuesday's Champions League qualifying of first leg at the Santiago Bernabeu, with the host asking UEFA's permission to close the roof or stadium roof to ensure as vocal an atmosphere as possible. City knocked out Real Madrid from last year's semi-final 5-1 on aggregate, which included a 4-0 hammering of Carlo Ancelotti's team in the second leg at the Etihad Stadium. Guardiola believes that despite these results, City and Real are at the same level. On Tuesday night, he wants the holders to take the initiative.
Thomas Tuchel said that nothing will hold Harry Kane back when the Bayern Munich striker returns to North London and renews hostilities with Arsenal and in the Champions League. Bayern's manager, who warned that the Bundesliga champions know how to hurt Mikel Arteta's side, is not worried about Kane being targeted because of his Tottenham connections during the first leg of Tuesday's quarterfinal at the Emirates Stadium. The England captain scored 14 goals in 19 appearances for Spurs against Arsenal, and Tuchel backed him to silence the taunts from the home fans.
Arsenal striker Gabriel Jesus says he's unable to remember playing football without pain. 27-year-old had knee surgery after sustaining an injury that ruled him out of Brazil's World Cup campaign in December 2022, missing 99 days of action. The forward, who has made 15 Premier League starts for the Gunners this season, has suffered 3 foot and knee injuries in just over a year. In his words, "Sometimes I feel it, my knee," he said.
Everton have been deducted 2 points for a second breach of Premier League financial rules. Profit and sustainability rules, the PSR, permit clubs to lose £105 million over 3 years, and an independent commission found Everton breached that by 16.6 million for the 3-year period to 2020 to 2023. They dropped one place to 16th and are now 2 points away above the relegation zone. Everton say the club will appeal against the decision.
UEFA is considering increasing squad sizes for this summer's European Championship in Germany to 26 players, following talks with coaches. Discussions with international bosses whom teams had qualified for Euro 2024 were held in Düsseldorf on Monday. The final decision will be made in the coming weeks.
Billionaire banker and philanthropist Tony Elumelu says he's evaluating viability of owning a Nigerian Premier Football League club as part of his corporate social responsibility. Elumelu made this known on Monday via his X handle after reacting to a post from another user, Adebayo Mustafa, who suggested that the president and Ministry of Sports should woo top companies in the country to own clubs in the MPFL. In response to Mustafa's tweet, Elumelu wrote, "This is a nice idea. The sport minister, Senator John Eno, is already thinking along this line and has approached me, and we are already evaluating viability," Elumelu wrote.
That ends the news on this morning on Sports Zone. Just before we take reactions, some people are confirming the story about what are they saying. This says, "I stay at Maza Maza and we have not seen light since Friday." Uh-huh. "And they still have the mind to come share their funny bills." That's from Timmy K. This one, Eshua Ikechuku says, "There is a punctured cable on Festac 1, 33 kV feeder, which is the reason for the blackout. I stay at Maza Maza Axis." And that's for you, so you know.
I know. I told you, it's the entire area. 4 days. No communication.
No blink.
No blink. Manless.
Oh, wow.
There's another one.
Okay.
Just one more. There's just one more. Watching a mirror from Maryland is asking for your shoes.
It says my shoes last night was on fire.
Wow. you know what I like? When Sir Charles is reading such a text, there's this look on his face, this look of satisfaction. "Yes, I did." He said, "You hear what he said? Your shoe last night was on fire." You know?
And I saw you take right on now. Anyway, reactions to stories in the news, Hound. Elumelu buying a football club. What do you think?
Oh, lovely. Comes to pass.
Yeah, but the thing is, why do you need, if you really feel it's something that you want to do and you have genuine interest, why do you need to be approached?
Exactly.
And then why do you need to look at it as a corporate?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I have that.
By definition, you're not taking it seriously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because like you said, the minister approached him, mm-hmm. so that means they're asking you to come and buy it. It's not like you want to buy it. It's not in your mind.
No, he could have been shown. I mean, he's been approved for many businesses apart from sports.
But it's not profitable.
It could be to him.
How? Can they explain?
Okay. Can I explain?
Please.
Elumelu is a businessman. Okay, sorry. My name is Devo.
From
my sister and brother stations.
The smaller station.
When you're jealous, you call bigger people small. But you see, like every other industry, sports has suffered. Sports hasn't gotten the right funding. And what you need to do is partner. So if the federal government approaches not just Elumelu, but the likes of Elumelu, to back our football clubs, then you may, if it all works out, because from his own point of view, he has to check it, be sure that sponsoring a football club...
Devo is not doing us a favor. If you want to run a football club, it's got to be of genuine interest.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying.
You're not doing anybody a favor.
Remember, you're calling him out. It was the federal government that met him. He wasn't the one that came out.
I'm saying that you don't.
Everybody's looking at it.
The federal government, the minister.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he wasn't. I can't say that he was doing it on behalf of the federal government. Mm-hmm. It was his initiative as a minister.
Yes.
Can you do this? And then your response is either one of complete solidarity and genuine intention, and not one of, like I said, doing, I'll think about it if it's something that is of profitable interest, you know?
CSR. Yeah, I agree with you because they came to him, you know, they asked him.
But is that not what it is?
It's making it sound like, it's sounding like it's tax rebate.
So let
no,
me,
but
let
that
me,
is what it
you
is.
Know? No, that's what I'm saying. It's not, no, it's not a favor, Devo.
Let me ask you something. You're right, and I agree 100% with you. However, in Nigeria, and I'll say this all the time, no one has proven where the money lies in sports. The same thing with the fashion industry, the same thing with the entertainment and film industry. The banks and the financial institutions and investors have kept on saying, show us how money can come out of this your sector, of this your business. If you can prove that, then nobody's doing you a favor.
Wait, hang on, guys. If who can prove who?
The industry operators.
Who are the industry operators?
Well, all of you here, well...
No, not the ministry. It's not the ministry. I was digging a hole for him and I was hoping that he would enter.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not the ministry that's supposed to give financial backing to the sports industry. It's not their responsibility. Yes. It's not.
But they have a responsibility to grow, attract investors, make it attractive to people. So, for example, if we look at it now, just like Femi was saying right earlier on that, it might not be so rewarding. You might not be making so much money.
Who told you?
No, hold on. Right now, we're not making money for it.
But that's the gap I'm showing you.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It might not be right now.
Yes.
But the reality is that, just like we did with entertainment, with music, how much were people making from music in the 90s, in the early 2000s? But some people saw the opportunity, launched into it, and now music is big. Someone with the capacity of Elumelu, if he gets into it, and his likes, I'm saying his likes, what he's doing now, if he gets into it, it will open the eyes of other people to that sport. Then you might begin to see investment in stadiums and other activities.
There's already investment in football in this country.
No, but not at the level that we need. Level. Not at the
what?
The
okay, tell me what Elumelu can do that Remo Stars is not doing.
No,
tell me what.
No, hold on. It's capacity.
You need more Remo Stars.
His capacity will be more like a Remo Star. It will add more to it. And you know, whether we like it or not,
Saying, Remo Stars, when he started off his initiative, didn't see it as him doing anybody a favor.
No. You see,
That's where my argument comes from.
I agree.
That's where my argument comes from.
You know what I'm saying? I see it as a favor in a way that it might be doing himself a favor, not necessarily Nigeria a favor. And again, even if you say you're doing Nigeria a favor, there are many people that have come to, okay, let's go to that country, they need the help. They come there to help, and they're making, they're cashing out big time.
But let's put it where
so
it should
look
be.
Look like a favor, but it's also a business opportunity.
Sports business is no favor to anyone.
It shouldn't be
currently.
A favor.
Currently, what's their name? Saudi Arabia is commanding hefty amounts in golf, in football, F1, right? That's tennis. Formula One, in tennis.
But you know, we are not at the same level.
No, I'm coming. I just want to lay the facts. The Premiership globally attracts money. You see us trading players in and out. So, taking a look at Nigeria with all our youthful exuberance and capacity and our legacy of sports players, how come we have not laid down the roadmap towards making sports a profitable enterprise?
Saudi Arabia, you mentioned.
Yes.
How much is the profit with all the money they put into sports now? My point is they're putting in billions of dollars.
Yes.
And there's no profit coming out. The Saudi League is not profitable
because
now.
In their case, they were looking at national destination attraction. Yes. Now other countries, we can't even use Qatar and co.
For us, our league, every year we don't get audited books to say, okay, this is how much we made. So we're not there yet financially. Why I think that, from I'm looking at it from a Lumelu's point of view.
Yes.
Not from Nigeria's
point
of view.
So we should.
From a Lumelu's point of view.
I'm countering when he said it. It's not a favor. But anybody that will invest in sports, they must see.
Coming to help you spice it up.
Yes. He's not helping anybody. He's not helping anybody. And besides, this constant comparison with music when you talk about sports, I think it's
because the government
it's not the same.
Anybody to invest?
It's not the same
in music.
You know, you can find you can pick one artist.
People did that.
You can pick one artist out of the street, and do a promotion for this artist and give him a good song. Mm-hmm. He blows, and tomorrow he's winning a Grammy Award.
Yeah.
You can't do the same in sports.
No, but hold on. I agree.
You cannot.
But no, hold on. But
there's a lot more involved in developing sports than there is in music. It's a very unfair comparison.
Let me show you the similarities there. Let me show you the similarities. Comparing the early days, and when I say early, I'm not talking about the very, successful days in the 70s and 80s. I'm talking about the recent
80s
success
and 90s.
Heard. No, not even 2000s.
Okay.
Now, up until then, we're not investing a lot in quality of music videos. Our music was good, but globally there was something you call the balloon cakes, and there was a kind of production and mastering that we didn't have. We were just producing. Beyond racism, even then, if you compare the output, I remember then the likes of that's why I said I'm not talking of those years, I'm talking of the 2000. Now, I'm not talking of the very successful years where we traveled, those successful ones. I'm talking about the change that happened in the 2000s. Then we're not seeing that much investment. People were just doing it to get by. Then you had the likes of DJ T and Co. going into music videos and putting their time. They were not making as much money, but they saw it as, okay, let's transform
the industry. And today, what's the difference?
And now when you talk about music, Nigeria is respected. So what I'm saying is, Hold on. Why you might say that? Oh, this one is more group and investment capacity needed for this is bigger than that what you need for
it
music.
It is.
I agree.
It is.
What I'm saying is that the idea of some people taking the lead to be intentional in transforming it is the same. So with the likes of what Remo is doing, the likes of Sporting Lagos, those are the things that Lumelu even said. I said, well, if these guys are doing it, I can also do it.
I would even ask.
You get it. So
in the 2000s,
it's attracting interest of in the likes of Lumelu for him to even consider it. Let's go back 10 years. Would Tony Lumelu have considered
MPFL? Yes, let me say something. That's where
those
I'm going.
Those are the questions
MPFL
you should ask.
MPFL and all the other leagues. Back in the past 10 years, many corporates supported most of our leagues, but most of them have been pulling out. Why?
No,
why is
owning
it?
Owning club.
It's yes.
Not about no.
Owning
somehow.
You are taking ownership.
If I remember clearly, Akin Alabi wanted to buy an MPFL club many years ago.
But how come many of the corporates have pulled out?
What's the name? The indigenous of the state did not want, because states, like you said, clubs and states, they have this connection. Mm-hmm. Shooting Stars didn't want to sell. The people didn't want them to sell. In Lagos, we've seen the government say we will not own any government club. Yeah. But private individuals, we've had Ikorodu United, right? We've had MFM.
There's Ikorodu City now.
So there are loads of private business.
And
I think that long term, it is profitable.
That's even football. Remember, you have athletics, you have all the other sports that
and we have big sponsors. Yeah, no, they're big sponsors.
Okay, let's not.
There's one pertinent question I want to ask everybody in the studio, and I think it to me is very deep. What is Cowdy still doing there?
He's talking business.
Yeah.
Investment. So at least that one he can say something.
If Thunder will fire if you come in at 9 o'clock at time. Thunder. Because you've dominated this program.
Okay, Shagun.
Thunder will fire okay, if you come in at 9 o'clock.
We have a guest, Shola Lawson. Yeah. Let's just
Shola, we're not normally this route, but Thunder will fire if you come in at 9 o'clock. Come
so we're something. Done with the news hound, yes?
Yes. One last thing from news hound. Finiji. I think, you know, yesterday when I was going on about the referee and all that, about how harsh he was, and then referee Adamu called in and said he supported
Adams.
I think I support what he said, because what Fididi said, I didn't see the game, I didn't see the incident, but that's what's killing our football. Because I for one, predicted a 1-1 draw. That it would blow it. Yeah, a draw. No, it's painful. If they had a penalty, I mean, it kills people's spirits. Is this same mentality? That's what Abu Aziz was saying on the show yesterday. If you carry that same mentality after, if I play up, no, if I play away from home, we can't win.
No, but
that follows our team.
But I destroyed it yesterday, because yesterday somebody won away from home.
Exactly. No, I'm just, you know,
won away from home,
which is fantastic. But no, I'm talking about officiating. Bad officiating kills the game. And that's all I'm saying. If you give ref Nigerian refs, if there's a penalty, give it.
I think it's unfair to blame the referees alone. It's the bad administrators that kill the game. There's no club administrator in this country that hasn't in one way or the other tried to compromise a referee.
And that's
there's not reason. One.
And I think at the end of the day, we all want
That's a blanket statement, because they indicted everybody.
You know, Charles is just another victor. Yesterday, we were kidding. So, me, I said Rivers United try, at least they got to corner. They said, no, they didn't try. Then the victor come talks. They have a coaching problem. I say, are you saying they should sack Sunday go? I said, no. Rivers has a coaching problem. Come out and say.
No, but you saying, yeah, you know, Rivers United, pat on the back, they
did
well.
I didn't give them a pat on. I said,
they were not. You said they were not disgraced.
They were not disgraced.
That's not disgraced. To be fair,
they lost to the
Like the example, why
can't you score two on your own half?
Well, they couldn't.
And you play the game in the hot afternoon. Your own advantage.
Hey, whatever. Look, that's football.
It's not football. No, it's not. Dreams FC. Their debut on the CAF Confederations Cup. Their debut. Today, they're in the semi-finals of the same competition that Rivers United dropped out of.
Because the circumstance, the milieu in which they're operating is well-run administratively. Without the competence of the match officials, we have problems in this country. We're talking continent here. I'm saying that the Ghanaian league is different from ours.
What are you saying? We're not talking about the Ghanaian league. We're talking about the continent where
Dreams FC emerged from. Did they just come from itself?
Did they compromise the referees league? In their game?
Sorry?
Did they compromise referees in their game? Because you mentioned officials, and I don't understand what you're talking about.
What I'm saying is Dreams FC.
Yeah.
Are operating in a normal environment where officiating is done, where you can expect to go away from home. You can have. Where do they play? Cape Coast or? They used to stand that. They can go to that.
So the Ghanaian league is better than BFL.
Yes, it's better. It's better.
We do research on the Ghanaian.
It's better. At least we don't have mammoth officiating problem. Inshallah, Jerry.
We
are here till 9:15 today. Whether the guru will come down from wherever he's come at this time.
Let's hear from Shola what his initiative is, and you know how this will help to also, you know, improve another sector of the sporting industry. So good morning, good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. It's been very very enthralling sitting listening to you guys banter. The Lere Fonathon comes up in Surulere local government on Saturday, 17th of August. The initiative belongs to two sports marketing companies that are based in Surulere and are owned and run by two Lere boys. There's Paul Obiantoba, who runs Starlight Sports Marketing. And then there's me, and I run UB40 Sports Marketing. And together we came together to kind of crystallize this idea of how to celebrate Surulere on the two platforms that Surulere is best known for, first being sports and second entertainment. Over the years, Surulere has excelled in discovering talents in both sports and entertainment. And there's a long list in different sports, for example, basketball, got Akeem Olajuwon, table tennis, Bose Kafo, football probably has the longest list of stars who have played in different age categories as well as the national team coming out from Surulere. In entertainment, Nollywood started in Surulere in the 80s, I believe, with people like Kingsley Ogoro opening up a studio, OJ Jezreel, and so we saw the likes of Segun Arinze, Ramsey Noah, Desmond Elliott.
All Surulere boys.
Surulere boys. Boys and girls. Then you got people like the late Buki Ajayi, also a Surulere girl.
Why are you not mentioning my name? I grew up in Surulere.
I didn't know that.
That's like the right
job. This has become an eye-opener for me because I just thought Surulere people were those I knew when I was growing up in Surulere. And I'm getting to realize that so many people I meet, you know.
I know Kings Ogoro, stand-up guys.
Yeah.
And they've been in, on this thing. Kings has been on check, been on this thing for a long time.
When I was reading about Surulere icons, you know, the Oba of Lagos, Oba Akiolu, actually is a Surulere boy as well. He went to Ansaruddin College. There's so many of them. Aliko Dangote. Well, yeah, I knew him when I was growing up in Surulere. Himself and Femi Otedola. They grew up in Surulere as well. Started business in Surulere. Of course, in public sector, you got people like Babatunde Rajifasola, who still Dudu Orume, sports aficionado. And then you've got Bukola Saraki, who grew up off Bode Thomas, Femi Gbajabiamila, actually grew up on Messenger.
So with all these names, these names that you mentioned about people who grew up in Surulere, Surulere is still underdeveloped.
Exactly.
Well, underdeveloped when you look at what Surulere should be, but when you compare Surulere to other local governments, and you know, we have the support of the Surulere local government. The chairman is somebody who's really hands-on about development, especially anything that impacts positively on the lives of people. And over the years, over the last couple of years, when you look at roads, for example, Surulere, most of the roads, possibly about 70% of the roads in Surulere, have now been tarred. You got street lights on a lot of the roads. You got infrastructure like healthcare centers, hospitals, and different things that make life comfortable. So it's not as if Surulere is there yet, but I think the people of Surulere are having, you know, quite a good time compared to other people.
So this marathon is supposed to do...
Well, it's a funathon, and the two parts of it are, the first part is a 10K road race. Huh? It's not long enough to be called a marathon. A marathon is 42. A half marathon is 20, well, half of that, 21. But all over the world, you find that, especially for communities, you find 5K races, 10K races. Because the objective for 5 and 10K races, from the athletic point of view...
is inclusivity?
Yeah, inclusivity. But with the 5 and 10K, you're not running the kind of distance you are running with a marathon. So you find that even now, you find professional runners are specializing in the 5 and 10K. Because it gives them an opportunity to bring the equivalent of maybe a sprint into a long race. I was watching a 10K race.
Sorry, Shola. Just for the benefit of our listeners, what is a funathon and what's the whole idea?
Well, we decided to call this a funathon because it's a mixture of
a fun fair,
a family and friends fun fair, which will take place on the same day, as well as the 10K road race. We didn't want to call the road race a marathon because it's not marathon, technically speaking. But we're just borrowing like the thon part of marathon. If you call it a marathon, it's not as if you are, you are wrong, but it's technically not a marathon. So when you merge funfair and fun with the end part of a marathon, that's how come we came up with the funathon.
Okay, so outside of the running,
yes,
or the jogging,
there's a funfair
for some of us who, yeah, some people that be jogging.
Oh yeah.
What's the fun part? Because I mean, running is
well,
is
the fun
quite
part
tedious.
Actually starts with the running. Because you will have those who will run in order to win prizes, the serious runners.
From where to where? What's the circuit?
We start from the National Stadium, and if you know Surulere really well, you come out of National Stadium, you go left,
you go
down Funchal Williams,
okay,
and then you take the first right turn into Bode Thomas.
Okay.
That takes you all the way to Adeniran Ogunsanya Junction, and you go into Adeniran Ogunsanya, all the way down, and you go through the roundabout under the bridge into Shita, and you go all the way down to Randall Avenue, make a right, and that takes you straight to
Joelegba Road,
to Itire Road.
Yes,
you make a left, and that takes you to Ogulano Drive Junction. You turn into Ogulano Drive, and you go all the way down Ogulano Drive. You get to Marshall Roundabout. You continue on Adelabu. Adelabu takes you to Census, or what's the name of the street called again? Census first. Then you make a left to Bode Thomas, and that takes you to the Union Bank Sports and Entertainment.
Yeah, should I just cut you short? Because we need to go on a quick break.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, some things have been revealed during the break. You know, Charles has been shouting here. He says, "Surulere fellas." Charles actually was born and bred in Aguta. Aguta is not part of...
Let's move on, Charles. So you were saying...
Funny enough, too, just like he lives somewhere on the mainland. He claims he lives on the island, but Aja and the FN stopped.
Let's put a message in. Mr. Motosho, today his older brother, Olasheni Shakirudin Drujayi, celebrating the new year. And in the spirit of Ramadan, he's reached out to wish him a happy birthday. He says he's no longer in Nigeria. Went to school with Jimmy Disu, by the way. Methodist boy.
Funny enough, do you know it's Jimmy Disu's birthday today as well?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, it says it's his birthday today as well. Happy birthday. So they share the same birthday, and they went to MBHS together.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah, it's his birthday. That jogged my memory. Yeah, it's like Mom's birthday today. Happy birthday, 69 today. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, 69 today.
So is there a prize money for this?
There will be, but we haven't set that yet. But we're looking mainly at amateurs. We haven't looked at professionals. Because you got to respect professionals for the fact that, you know, they earn money. And if you don't have the plan to raise the kind of money that will make it worth their while, why go into it? So we're looking at amateurs and across all age categories, across abilities and disabilities, to be all inclusive, so we can bring everybody in. Like you said, there's some people who will just want to come out and walk. Some will come to jog and walk and just be there having fun with friends and everything. Then there are the guys and women who want to come and compete, because in Surulere you got different running clubs, so you expect that the running clubs would have guys who want to come and prove their mettle, at least compete against
but that,
each
that
other.
Course seems quite long from the way
it's actually 10.01 kilometers. I've measured it several times walking, I'm using different
you walk the route.
I walk every morning,
okay,
and the route that I take takes me an hour. It's about 7 kilometers, but I've walked that route, and we've looked at being able to go through neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So we can have community participation. We're working with the Surulere local government. So we're going to get all the CDAs, the community development associations, to participate. They can send in teams, and they can send in individual participation as well. Even at the fun fair, it's going to be an all-comers affair.
Where will the fun fair actually be situated?
At the Union Bank Sports and Recreation Center.
The end point.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's where the race will end, and that's where the fun fair will take place.
How do you plan to stop cheats? Because if you say you're going through communities, I can't I just jump out of my house and then...
And,
Well, we're going to use the latest technology, and technology has made race timing and monitoring very simple. There's a company called Race Results that we'll be working with, and they've actually got some tags that you place that are printed into the numbering.
Okay.
And so there's an app that follows that. It uses radio frequency. So if you deviate from the route, the guys who are sitting behind the monitor who see exactly who deviated from
number
the
69
route,
is now sitting on top of Okada.
And you have volunteers and marshals along the route who will ensure that incidences like that don't happen.
Okay. Wish you all the best, Shola.
So, if I may just add, Charles asked a very good question that Surule is underdeveloped, and such funathons globally. Yes, because back in the day, I mean, I grew up in Surule at some point in Adelabu. Almost that's Surule proper. Not like those who stay on the outskirts. But you see, most of anybody who was somebody in this country at some point, if you didn't grow in Surule, you didn't live in Lagos. So what I expect is that for all this, and even till date, then we used to say that there's no house in Surule that doesn't have someone abroad. I think this funathon, you could, it's if it's possible, to give a development angle whereby all the people who come out from the different communities that you're going to be moving into can use it to raise some money to, you know, take Surule higher ground. I mean, Surule should not be comparing itself with other local governments, but this is 2024. Surule has more capacity in terms of indigents who are well educated, well accomplished.
Okay, thank you, Divo. Yes. Thank you.
So,
thank you. You can go back to classic now.
You have a point.
Community inclusion that I was talking about. We're reaching out to everyone.
Let me read a few messages. This one here, and they're taking it P. This one says, good morning. I'm disappointed with your guests. He was mentioning prominent people that came from Surule, and they didn't mention this best sports journalist, Charles Anazodo. Too bad.
Of course, he lives in that good.
I'm going to be charging
Charles just announced live that he grew up in Surule. I didn't know that.
And I went to government college, Eric Moore.
Fantastic.
Bala from Surulere says, good morning, Great Men Sports, on great innovation for the mini marathon that's coming up in Lere. I hope this would be a yearly thing, as it would help in developing youths.
The chairman of Surulere local government has promised that this would not be the last.
This one says, now we go know if Baba Biji. we've got this. Tony from my boss says, good morning. Why haven't we? Okay. No. That's not good.
Why haven't they have
the moon? Talking about the moon. Another point deduction for Everton. These people shall won't.
We are waiting
Everton
for City Zone. We are waiting.
Everton say they will appeal to. There's also a third charge going through for Everton, so they're probably going to postpone that one for next season. But they're still about 2 points above.
That's if they survive.
We're waiting for City's 150.
And if they don't survive, the clubs that get relegated will sue next season. So more wala for the Premier League. This one says, good morning, guys. Ladamboso will be wishing the fasting continues for another month. I'm sure he knows Mr. Motosho. Maybe there's something we don't know. This says, good morning, guys. Aid in advance to all Muslims. What are your thoughts on Thiago Motta's Bologna this season? For me, Thiago Motta rather than Xabi Alonso is the revelation of Europe this season. He would most likely qualify Bologna for the Champions League next season. They're sitting comfortably in fourth. Ahmed from Anthony.
As much as Bologna is doing well, I mean,
how can he say that Xabi Alonso, in 41 games,
I don't even think he's doing better than was in Sebastian Hoeneß of Stuttgart.
Can you compare Motta to Alonso?
I mean, the Stuttgart guys, coach is doing great. If not for Harry Kane, Gressi will be top scorer in the Bundesliga with 24 goals. Shay Javi says, good morning, Spurs. Great result for Shooting Stars yesterday. The improvement in the last 6-7 weeks has been massive. At least my United, they do anyhow. My Nigerian team, they do me well. Yeah, great show as usual. Congratulations to our Muslim friends. I beg, let Mr. Motosho do another 30 days fast dedicated to Nigeria football. We all support him. Ike from the UK says, the flight from UK is not under 900,000. It just reduced to around 1 million over the 2 million. Dollar is dropping, but customs are still doing 1,400 for clearing goods. Arsenal will qualify and beat Bayern Munich. City will beat Real Madrid. PSG will take out Barcelona. And Arsenal will win the league.
What is he talking about? Ike. Ethiopian Air with a 16-hour layover is charging less than 700,000 naira to the UK.
I don't know what.
Really?
I,
so
yes.
Now?
Yes.
All those people are doing 1 million plus. So.
This is saying he's not under now. Yes. What is he talking about?
This says that I strongly believe Arsenal will qualify ahead of Bayern. The tie will end today because of the scoreline. And the game between Madrid and City, as a Madrid fan, the game could go anywhere, but believe Madrid will win tonight. And Okushagun, please, what's the meaning of MON? Because I used to hear it when our Super Eagles are mentioned.
Okay.
Member of the Order of the Niger.
Okay. This says, okay.
It's a national honor.
All right.
We've got all the 94 squad are MON, have you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who's this?
What's the name?
Kenneth. Kenneth.
Yeah. It's a very long conversation. And
Kenneth, exactly.
Talking about the Elumelu situation.
It's okay, very just long can you, I know Kenneth is.
You can do it in sports business. Be good. That's Tuesday, 10:30.
That's today now.
Oh, yeah, that's today. So, yeah, he's got what to talk about. Talk with Forward says, I pity the likes of Elumelu in what I called wild goose chase. This ploy or plan will not succeed unless government pulls out from the running of our league. Right. The clubs we have now are nothing but mere government PR instruments. Also, the likes of MK, Wanyamu, Leventis genuinely love the game and not through persuasion, but were frustrated out of the system, and the rest is history. We just have to repent and resolve to do things right. God bless Nigeria.
Amen.
Mamadou Diallo from Nampula, Mozambique says, wow. Good morning. I wish the Super Falcons good luck on their game today against the Bayana of South Africa. Let me read the message.
You did say the match is live, Abby.
Match is live at 6:30 p.m. on Super Sports 204.
Okay.
I get him.
Yeah.
I get him.
Do you know the honest truth, huh? Government pulls out of football in this country. You're not going to have, if we're lucky, 10 teams in the Premier League. If we're lucky.
Hey, but is that a bad thing?
Yes.
I'm not saying it's bad or good.
If you have 10 teams that are run well,
the league hasn't gotten to the level. How many private investors are there running?
We're speaking hypothetical. I mean, Charles just threw it out there. No more government teams. We have 10 teams that are run like Remo Stars.
Are they up to 10?
No, we're just saying.
No, but
we are speaking hypothetically, Femi. So allow me to hypothesize.
Sorry.
Yes?
Sorry.
We have 10 teams, Jonathan, that are run like Remo Stars. Best practices, solid referees. You can win home my incentives. Players paid as and as when you paid
10
well.
10 will be good, yes. If we have 10 teams.
There are more who will join them over
Jonathan,
time.
Jonathan? Yeah. It could work. It could work. 10 teams run like Raymond Stars. They have feeder teams. They have speak of the devil.
We don't have the time.
Just 1 minute.
We don't have the time, Shego.
But wait for sports business.
But wait.
10:30 a.m.
Please, I don't want to reveal my answer for my village. But Thunder, wherever you are, be stirred. What time is it? Is it 9 o'clock yet?
Let's quickly take this. What is the problem?
Card is calling.
Kagin image. You cut the call.
Kagin, it
was.
Just round up.
Round up, cause we gotta go.
Yeah. Okay. So we just started our marketing. We're hoping that the business community in Surulere will join us, partner with us, and of course, thanks so much to you guys who've helped to publicize this event. August 17th.
So
Saturday, August 17th.
Would you come back before then?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. Definitely. Especially now that I know that.
When you're coming back, bring your checkbook.
Checkbook. I'll do a transfer, Charles. We don't do checkbooks anymore.
Okay. So, bank don't collect check anymore.
Before I arrive. I feel if you walk into
bank don't collect check anymore. Checkbook. But checkbooks, they still are in use.
Legal tender.
Yeah, yes. No.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
I think Sports Zone
signing out.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.